systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is a Monday, May 31st, 2001. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
This is the last day of May. Hey, say goodbye to those May
Later, May.
Or wait, those are April showers that have just happened to have lasted until May. That's weird, right?
A little bit.
Because April showers bring May flowers, and May flowers bring pilgrims, but we're still getting...
Mayflowers.
No, we're getting May showers, not Mayflowers. The Mayflowers have died. This is unbelievable.
They've drowned.
The Indians are cool with that, though. Trust. So, yeah, this is episode 355, the Monday night show. Happy, which one is this? Labor or Memorial?
Memorial.
Day? Okay, I get those two confused because they both mean the same fucking thing. We get a day off from work, and we use that day to get drunk. And then we go to work hungover Tuesday.
I went to work today.
You did?
I did.
How does it feel being back as part of the workforce?
It's pretty awesome.
Did you call the Department of Employment and tell you to scratch your number off of the unemployment stats?
Yeah, I just stopped filing.
Like, hey, we got one more that's employed now, not unemployed.
Yeah, I just stopped filing.
Did you ever see benefit one from unemployment? Did
No.
you ever get a check?
No.
How long were you unemployed for? Like
a while.
Fucking year?
No.
Not that long?
No. No. Today was kind of, I don't know, it was all right. I had to like stock an entire fucking restaurant.
Are you used to it?
What?
Like, did you get up okay and out the door on time and all that?
Yeah.
You remembered how? Yeah. You remember what the alarm clock sounded like?
Yeah.
Like, what is that? We have an incoming gate transmission. No, wait. That's just the alarm clock. Never mind.
No, because I'm starting to get closer and closer to when we're going to open, so I'm starting to get really anxious, and I'm having cook dreams
Have
again.
You had the dream where you show up to work naked?
No, I never have that dream.
Did you have that dream when you went to school?
No, I always had dreams I'd, like, forget my pants.
You know, I only started having that naked dream when I was in school after I saw some stupid sitcom. The kid that was in the show, like, had that dream. And I was a little kid when I saw that. And ever since I saw that, like, every school year I would have the dream. It's fucking weird.
No, but...
It's mind control.
Since we're getting closer and closer to open, I'm getting more, you know, anxious or whatever. And I'm having more and more kitchen cook dreams. And it's getting me riled up to fucking do this. And so... I don't know. I'm totally fucking ready to get back in.
Talking about the unemployment, Dirty Dick says if you get it fixed, they will give you back pay for all that money that you should have got.
Yeah, I know.
Was that really money that you should have got, though?
Yeah.
You were unemployed for a while.
Yeah.
Why didn't you get any of it? What happened?
I don't know.
Just not good at filing papers for the government?
No idea.
They're pretty strict about that. Like, if they find an I that's not dotted or a T that is not crossed, you don't get it.
Dirty Dick says, I dreamt I caused a flood by peeing in the sink at school.
Did you stuff the sink full of paper towels first?
Probably.
That would cause a flood.
But, yeah, no, what was it? Yesterday, I woke up and you're like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like... I gotta get the mozzarella sticks and put them in the fryer.
You were
or
like
something like that.
You were stocking your shop in your dreams.
Yeah, I was like, I need to cook stuff.
And
right
so I used it to my advantage, and I pretended my dick was what she was stocking. I'm like, oh well, here it is. And she like grabbed it, and I was like, you should taste it first to make sure it's good to go on the shelf. She's like, you're right.
Yeah,
she
no,
totally did. She totally did, guys.
Yeah,
that's how you do
no,
it.
No, you're lying. Anyway, so today was pretty cool, though, even though, you know, we had our first... We have two delivery guys, Cisco and FSA, and I got two truckloads of shit to fill a fucking entire restaurant.
So you'll be like,
a bitch. I arranged the dry storage, the paper good area, the backup kitchen supply room, fucking.
You know what? Hearing about
food
it is
dry storage.
Hearing about it is probably as much fun as it was for you doing it.
Oh yeah, and fucking a walk-in cooler and a walk-in freezer.
So you guys are just stocking shit, huh? So you're going to cook shit like every other restaurant around here?
What?
Is that all the FSA brought you was shit?
No.
You said you got two truckloads of shit.
Stuff,
I
man.
Assumed you were
food.
Because a lot of other restaurants cook shit. So
you know, like dairy and meat
like
and
real
vegetables.
Food.
Right.
Right, okay. Because there are restaurants here that cook shit. So I just...
And I got to eat the artichoke spinach dip that we got, and I'm pretty happy about
that. Is it better than at that other place? No.
No.
That place
I told him that too.
Shit,
I'm like,
huh?
You know, this is all right. And I'll eat the fuck out of it, but...
Yeah, MDS says Cisco is shit, and I have to agree. I find it
that's
odd.
Why we didn't get everything from them. We only got a few items from them.
That's not really it. I find it odd that all of these restaurants get food from, like, one place. So, in essence, we're, like, all of our food comes from, you know, these trucks. Then we go to the restaurants, and they eat them and stuff like that. But it just seems weird that, like... This one company is supplying food to every restaurant in the valley here. It's like, why don't we just call up FSA and be like, hey, on your way to those shit shops you're going to, why don't you drop off a couple boxes of whatever here? I don't want the fake McDonald's shit, but I'll take the fake, you know, decent restaurant shit.
MDS says a real restaurant, you would be making... The artichoke
hey,
spinach
heating
dip.
It up is making it, okay?
Well,
so
no,
deal.
He has a good point, but the
oh,
thing is,
sure.
As, you know, a lot of the little things like that and small appetizers and things, you can get pre-done and save time on other shit.
No. Save time or save money? What are we really
time
trying
and
to
money.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, do I want to be worried about making an artichoke spinach dip when
well,
I have to make
let me ask you this.
Mirepoix for every fucking recipe that we have?
Is that place a bar first, restaurant second, or is it a restaurant first that happens to have a little bar?
It's got a pretty big bar.
So what is the main, what will people go there for? For the food? Is it a restaurant, or do they go there because it's a bar and just happen to order food?
Probably the later.
It's a bar first.
Right.
They know where their money comes from.
Yeah, but they don't even have their liquor license yet.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, and if we don't get our liquor license by Monday, we're just going to open for lunch, and that's it, and we'll just be a restaurant for
is
lunch.
Is there an available liquor license, though? Because
oh, yeah.
A while back, there
oh,
was
yeah.
only a certain amount, and they were all taken.
Oh, yeah. It's $600,000.
Yeah, they're fucking crazy expensive, dude.
Yep.
That's so, I didn't even realize that until I worked at the liquor store a long time ago, and they were talking about how, you know, each county has a certain amount, and they were trying to get this thing done where they annex certain parts of other counties so they could absorb their people so they could get one more liquor license and then open up another liquor store. Like, it's a whole shady thing that they do.
Yeah.
There. It's kind of fucked up, but...
No, but it's going to be good, and we've got a lot of bar food and shit, but at night, it's going to be pretty much a restaurant, so...
A restaurant that serves Cisco foods.
And FSA and homemade shit, okay?
I don't
and
know.
Friends.
I was just thinking about that today when you said... Or I was at Anna's, and they said they had mentioned they saw the food truck, and I was like, same food truck you guys get, the same food truck that my buddy at the Raff and Roll gets, is the same food truck that fucking every restaurant gets. They just have like...
It's because they carry a lot of products,
it's all
man.
The same shit, though, dude. It all just... It's all the same shit that goes
to
all
the
different...
It depends on how you prepare it.
Exactly. How you microwave it. I microwave mine for 5 minutes. How long you put yours on for?
Oh,
4:30? It really seals the flavor in, right? That's how it is. Unless you're making shit from scratch, we're all eating Cisco stuff, basically.
Well...
Which is fine. I mean, whatever.
To make anything
I'm
from
not,
scratch, you have to create the
personally,
universe, so...
I'm not going to go slaughter a cow, so fuck it. You know, I'll order it. I'm fine with that, but it'd be nice to, you know, get a little variety there.
We do make a lot of things from scratch, like our lasagna and...
Oh, Amham says, hey, will Matt and Danny break up live tonight? I got popcorn. Just saying.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
You want to? I gotta work in the morning, though, and every time we break up, I'm up all fucking night trying to get you to fuck me again. Will that start it?
Oh, my God.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're back working, and that'll definitely help take the strain off of me and our listeners here who have kindly been somewhat donating at thejamhole.com/donate, helping keep the show going while you're, you know, in between jobs. And I am grateful somewhat that it's not the show that is our main source of income, so that, you know, if you guys are all broke, the show will hopefully continue and not. I'd hate to be in a position to where the show depended on whether or not people were donating us money, because that means we're depending on you guys working. Like, I want to be dependent that I'm working.
Right.
And I mean, it would be awesome to know that enough of you guys have jobs that you can, you know, donate some money every paycheck, and then we get a little bit out of everybody's, and then that's our paycheck. But, you know, until that happens, I work. I break my back for this show.
It's pretty good, though. I'm excited. It's going to be awesome.
When do they open? Like, for sure.
I believe Monday.
Monday.
If
so.
Not, if at the least, it's going to be Monday. And if we don't have the liquor license yet, it'll just be open for lunch.
Right.
And if we get the liquor license later in the week, we'll open for dinner also.
So what's stopping the whole getting it or not? Just money?
I don't know. Is
it available?
No. Yeah, it's available.
For sure?
I'm pretty positive they wouldn't be going for this if they weren't sure they were getting a liquor
license.
Well, I
was thinking it might have been available but when they started, but then one of those other like casinos need them, and there's been a couple more of those opening, so I was thinking maybe they got one of the last ones, but hopefully it's there, because if you guys don't get that, that place will not last.
Well, they had this place in the works since, like, January.
Yeah, well, that's a key integral part of having a bar, is that license.
Yeah, and I'm pretty excited. I think I get my new chef's coats tomorrow. Pretty stoked about that.
Well, sweet deal for you.
My black long-sleeve sexy chef's coats with my beautiful name embroidered on the left side in fucking green.
Dan the man, the meat handler.
It just says my name.
Dan? Daniel?
No.
Daniel in a nice poster.
Should I just
get
my condom caps embroidered with Dan the man?
Daniel?
Oh, God.
Daniel of the Lion's Den? That'd be so awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway. Danny of the Jam Hole, MDS says. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. No. Anyway.
So how many people you work with know you do a podcast?
My boss.
Oh, that's a good start.
Well, he knew
Jesus,
that from before.
Dude. Oh, yeah, that's true, huh?
The girl I've been working with, because she knew what it was and knew who I was before anything.
Whoa. High five for my little web liberty.
It's because I was wearing my fucking hoodie.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she's
What's
like...
What's that? Well, I'll tell you.
No, and one other dude knows about it.
Are they all cool?
Yeah.
Are they going to try and get you fired?
I told him, I was like...
If you fuck this up for me, so help me God, I will throw you in that oven.
You know, my boss doesn't listen, and if he did, he'd be happy with it anyway. The chick, she's listened before, she likes it. This other guy who overheard the chick has not, and I pre-warned him, and he's like, that's fine, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, well, don't hate me in the morning if you don't like something I came out of my mouth.
Religious or
No, none
baby
of them are, which is good so far. Yeah,
many things that you could take problem with.
None of them so far hate me. And Charlie I'm going to have a sit down with all three of them and be like, look.
Charlie Clown says, I'm going to sticker the jam hole all over the restaurant.
Dirty, please do not.
Dirty Dick says, word.
Please do not.
We'll all do it. It'll be fun. Actually,
I'm in so much trouble.
We're almost out of those just giveaway stickers. We need to get some more. We're going to make an order for the Hot Box. Going to get some cards and stickers for the Hot Box podcast. And then we'll get some more for ours. And then we need to start looking for some clothing. So if anyone local does some clothing things, I'd like to work local. If not, you know, we'll find a place. But give a chance to locals first. I know the person we got the last ones through isn't around anymore. So if anyone does some silk screening, email info@thejamhole.com. We'd
Fuck
like
yeah,
to talk.
I want some like regular
Some actual
tank tops
girl,
and shit.
Girl
yeah.
ones and then guy ones. Yeah, not just like 50 of the same fucking shirt.
Right.
We did that just to see what would happen. You know, it was easy in here. You know, make
Boom,
them.
Done.
Yeah, and they're gone. So we got, I think, one left. So.
And those people aren't around anymore?
No, the kid that I got them from, he had a little, just a silk screen thing in his house, and then he bought an actual business, you know, like a place to do it, And then, yeah, he's not there anymore, so.
Dirty Dick says, I'm going to come beat off in the kitchen. Yeah, no, you won't.
It's the finish line, dude. We've all beat Dick! Off in that kitchen. Come on. Let's be honest, dude.
I was making it a point to never say where I was working
the
this
finish
time.
Line? The finish line isn't even there anymore.
Because nobody makes that fucking correlation in their mind, right?
Well, I'm just saying. We all, that place had been around forever, and we've
Thanks.
All been in there, and we've all beat
Thanks
off in there.
Thanks a bunch, dude.
It's the finish line, man.
Thanks, dude.
The finish. Get it? The finish line? We've all beat off in there because it's the...
You want me to?
I'll kill you.
Dick?
I actually make money at my job, and I have, you know... It's
important.
Oh,
so it's cool to spit out my work's name.
I didn't know that you were trying not to get that out there. And it's not even what it's called anymore.
No, but it's the same damn building.
It's not, though. New management, right?
Yeah.
New sign.
New sign.
So there you go.
Same building.
Oh, well.
Thank you, you dick.
Maybe you should have specified that beforehand. You never mentioned that once, that, hey, by the way, don't say the old place or the new place.
Well, I don't
I'm
know
sorry,
if you've noticed or not, but in every like time I've talked about my new job, I've never said my
you
place
just
of work.
Said that your boss listens. Like, what does it matter? Just maybe go in there tomorrow and be like, hey, you might be getting some weird people coming in here with stickers. Just send them away. Problem solved. And maybe erase the thing that says the finish line out of the front. I'm sorry.
I so
I didn't
wanna,
know.
I just want to blurt out where you
go.
Work at.
I will
Your
go.
Boss
what
does,
is that?
You do it.
It doesn't matter. What is that going to accomplish?
Everything.
You're an idiot. And I
You're
will go
idiot.
Back through for the podcast, and I will beep out every time I said the finish line, okay?
God!
The finish line. There. The finish line. I will beep it out, okay? I'm sorry. Charlie Clown says, I'm going to go streaking through there yelling, jam hole!
Please don't.
Oh, fuck. So
oh
we'll start
No, what you should do is go in there and just act like I'm super famous and maybe look at me a raise.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God, you have Danny from the jam hole working
we'll
here?
We'll start a poll on thejamhole.com about how long it takes her to get fired, so.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So. Thanks a bunch.
All right. Well, moving on. I went back for round two of the human centipede. You guys remember on the Friday show I was talking about how that was the only movie I've ever watched that I actually had to, like, turn it off because it was making me want to just throw the fuck up.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, the more I thought about it, the more it's like, well, I really want to know how the fuck it ends. And I'm curious if... I watch it again if it'll have the same effect because I kind of know like what to expect
the gist
now.
Of it.
And I kind of wanted you to see it because you like those fucked up weird movies
I
do. So I was like, you didn't watch it the first time when I initially watched it. You
right.
got home about a quarter of the way through that movie Pimp I talked about on Friday. Which, did you enjoy that?
What movie?
That movie Pimp? About the whores and Petra, and she ran away, and the...
It looks so stupid. Sorry.
Really?
Anyway.
I really... Oh, I guess you had to see it from the game, but
Probably.
It was really cool. But, yeah, so I wanted to see if she had the same reaction as I did. Like, if she was... Because, you know, it is pretty fucking weird, but, again, we've watched worse and
I'm a
been
very
just
sick
fine.
Individual.
And have eaten dinner through it, you know, and it didn't faze me. But this, just something about it, man. Something about being attached... face to ass to face just
so
that fucks me up.
Did
so
did I have the same reaction as you?
No, you didn't.
What was my reaction?
You were, I don't even remember. I was just
I was
smoking
like, wow,
weed.
This is so cool. Look what they're doing.
And I think maybe if you would have watched it by yourself, I think maybe that had a little to do with it because when we're watching it together, there's someone there and we're kind of talking and maybe making a joke here and there. But when I was by myself, I was like fully immersed in the experience and it just made me fucking sick, dude.
You're a sissy bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think
I thought that was
a very
pretty cool, you know?
It was cool. It was twisted. I'm glad I went back
and, really,
you know,
original.
I faced my fear and I won.
I don't like humans.
I don't like humans. My three dog.
My three dog. You know, my one three dog. One of my three dogs tried to escape right before the surgery.
I know which one the middle is.
I pulled out his teeth one by one with no anesthesia. You know what? I make you the middle piece.
That guy was a pretty good actor. I'd like to see him in more, like, he reminds me of kind of the guy in the Midnight Meat Train.
Yeah, yeah.
The Vinny, the big, yeah, tall Vinny dude. He could play a part like that, I think. Because he's, oh, yeah, just like, I don't know. And he looks kind of Chinese, but not really. Like, he's got that, you know how old Chinese men get that real stern, like, square, yeah, hard face? He had that look, but I don't think he was, you know, full Chinese.
No. I think what freaked you out the most was the IV ripping out of the arm.
That's when it started, and I think
you
I mentioned,
like,
that,
ah!
on Friday. Just, you hear the thing
you
snap
even
tight.
You wouldn't let me touch you, dude.
You hear the thing snap tight, and then you see the machine just jerk, and it just rips it out of her arm, and that fucked me up, dude. That was the, even, like, it, that just makes me queasy, just having, because I know what that feels like, and I know what it would feel like being ripped out, and that just...
When all that stuff was going on, I was trying to cuddle up with you, and you wouldn't even let me touch you. You were like, dude, get away from me.
Oh, yeah, well,
right,
I was still kind of pissed about earlier, but...
Oh, whatever, dude. You were being a big sissy.
Well, I was using that to cover the fact that I didn't want you just all over me. I was trying to make a point that if you don't have to fuck me, I don't have to touch you.
Oh.
That didn't work.
How long
out.
Did that last?
Until about after that movie.
Right. You can't play that game.
No, I can't. But I'll tell you something. You operate that fleshlight like a fucking pro.
Yes.
Not bad.
What did we do?
Fucking.
What did we do?
How long was that?
That was a good
couple hour sesh, I thought.
Something like that.
Fuck.
He didn't get off.
The first time.
Fucked.
And I was just like so just tired and... You had me running around my head thinking that I'm just going to fuck you because I feel bad for you. And believe it or not, that actually did it. And that made me just be like, well, fuck. So then round two, though.
Ding, ding.
Started off sucking. Then she grabbed the... She's like, I'll only do this if I can fuck you with the fleshlight. And I was like, all right, but you got to suck me off first. And she's like, deal. I'm like, all right, let's do this. And for like an hour and a half, I just laid there with my eyes closed, imagining it was like her trying to fuck me or something. It was weird. It was cool, though. It was pretty cool, though.
In my head, I heard Mortal Kombat, finish him.
And you did. You fucking
both
did.
Both hands with that flaps covered in lube. You were covered in lube.
I know, dude. It was
balls,
so...
Balls, your legs, your asshole, your
it
ass crack.
Everywhere.
Your hair was matted and dreading.
It was so everywhere.
My hands were covered. The fleshlight was covered. I had to have two hands on it.
I almost got
slipped
hit.
Out of my hands.
I almost got hit in the face with it a couple times because she got going so fast and then it just like slipped out and I was like, whoa, dude. You almost just gave me a black eye.
Oh, man. But that was super cool.
That was super cool.
It was super
I look forward
cool.
to round three tonight.
Can I use a fleshlight?
If you have to.
Okay, because I'm not having sex tonight.
I'm going to put that thing. You notice how it has a long kind of tube part. We could
yeah.
probably run that right into your vagina and then just have the thing hanging out. How
Why
cool would that
you
be?
Do that?
Just to see what you would look like with two vaginas just chilling, dude. That would be so awesome. In the chat, how awesome would that fucking be? I mean, come on. I'm not the only one here who thinks that would be just so fucking awesome.
Yeah, no.
Dirty Dick says, wow, that's fucked. That would be a good story at work.
Yeah, no. Maybe we could put it between my legs and you could pretend like you're fucking me.
Really?
Really.
Could I just, like, feed it down your throat to see what it would look like
would
if you had a vagina for a mouth?
No.
Oh, that would look so cool. Just for a picture, real quick.
Nah.
And maybe... To fuck it real quick.
Nah.
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 Nah, nah, nah,
nah. Nah, 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 nah.
All right. Yeah, well, no. So yeah, we're finally done with season three of Stargate Atlantis for those of you following along at home.
Yep.
What do you think? Still with it? You in it to win it till the end?
I am in it to win it. I'm in it for the long haul.
We're about, what, three eps into season four now?
Yes, we are.
And then season five, and then that's it.
And you know what? Beckett. Has died.
That's what they want you to believe, isn't
Dr.
it?
Dr. Weir.
You want me to just ruin it all for you right now?
Dr. Weir.
I made the mistake of reading the wiki. I mistakenly...
Please don't inform me anything about it.
I shouldn't have read the wiki page.
In this last episode, they tried to convince me that McKay was dead.
But nay, he wasn't.
And I was very worried. I was almost pissed. I'm like, you took the two fucking characters that I like the most and outed them. What the fuck?
You know that shit happens, though. As the series comes to an end, we know it only went 5 seasons. That's the shitty part about watching him after the fact, you know, because if you're watching it on TV, you don't know.
Right.
This could be the last. Nobody knows. But if you're watching it after the fact and you know you have another 2 seasons to go, when they try to bring it to a climactic, you know, apex, you know, you're like, well, he's going to be fine. I don't know how they're going to do it, but I know in my head that he's going to be fine. And it kind of ruins it a little bit. But
I just need
still
Dr.
good
Beckett
show.
Back because he was like,
oh,
my
just
favorite.
A wee bit, dar. Dear. Dear. Just a wee bit, dear.
Can you just talk
if
like
I
that?
If I talk like that, dear, would you fuck me all the time?
You're not doing it right.
In the Irish tune.
You have to talk fluent Irish accent.
I
okay?
will work on that accent.
And that will
I'm
turn
a man
me
of
on
many,
all the time.
Many accents.
Oh my god, yeah.
Charlie Cloud says the dude with the dreads and SGA is badass. Ronan.
Oh, Ronan.
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 Ronan. He is a badass.
Let's just go and kill it. No.
I agree. He is a badass.
Yes, and he's super fucking hot. He has a nice ass and that mocha-colored awesome skin. He's like 6 foot something.
Oh, man,
the
I know.
Big muscles
and that
and
chick
stuff.
With the tits.
And that
oh,
goatee,
come on. Hand me that
dreads.
Flashlight. Hand me the flashlight.
He's got a little skull in his dreads. Did you see that? He's so
Do you
hot.
Think they would know if I... The camera only is from here up. I could totally be whacking it right now.
Yeah. You
they
totally
would never
could.
Know. Would they know?
No. You've had your junk out through an entire show before.
Yeah, I remember that.
I do.
Fuck yeah.
I look over and see your junk just dangling.
Here's some junk. Just chilling. Look at my junk.
I like to call them quality goods so I don't call my own stuff junk.
This is the top shelf. You have
this
the
junk. This is USDA approved.
This is the junk.
This is USDA choice beef right
Charlie
here.
Clown says, I want to see how beat up that fleshlight is. That's funny he says that because you were noticing that. Yeah. You're like, so how do you clean it? I'm like, you just fucking, you fuck it with the sink, basically. You take the vagina and you just stick it on, and then, like, water comes out the other end and you just let it flush out. And you were, like, opening it up and, like, picking apart, like, everything that was wrong with it. All of you were giving it a complex. My fleshlight has a complex now because of you.
I was making sure she didn't contract your herpes.
How would
okay?
you like it if I started picking apart your vagina? I'm like, ooh,
mine's
what's this?
Real.
Ooh,
don't
what's
do that?
That? Ooh, what's this?
Mine's real.
Let
don't
me
do
pop that.
That
and let me pluck this. Let me tuck
There's
this.
Nothing to pop
let
or
me,
pluck on
me,
the fleshlight.
Let me tuck this back in here where it fucking belongs.
That's what I had to do with that.
I know.
That thing was so fucked, dude.
So, how's your vagina feel, though?
It's fucked, too.
Pretty wrecked, huh?
Yeah.
Did we wreck the house?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Awesome.
Could you stop wrecking my vagina?
I can't help it. You just need to be tough and just take it
you
like
can't
a man. Take it like
me.
A man. Like a woman. Take it like a feminine man.
What?
Take it like a Chinese man.
Wow, dude.
Something me and Shaw were talking about on the Friday show. About.
I'll have to listen back to that. Yeah. I feel kind of weird not being on a show.
Didn't you enjoy? I thought you'd almost enjoy it, like having a night off. I mean, I granted, it wasn't really a
oh,
night off.
Oh, yeah, it was
off.
So well, enjoyable.
You know what the fuck I mean.
Drive to fucking Missoula in the rain with my little brother to pick up my uncle who just had a fucking surgery.
Yeah. And how was that? How was the ride back with those two? Oh, I don't think I could.
I made my
do
brother
that.
Drive and I tried to go to sleep in the back seat.
Really?
Didn't work out so well because my legs started pissing me off.
Were you guys stopping like every 10 minutes to empty his colostomy bag?
No.
No.
Colostomy bag.
They take that out before?
What?
I'm sure he had to have a catheter in when he was.
No.
No?
No.
They put him under and.
No.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, I thought they put him under and did, like, full-on open-heart fucking
no,
surgery.
No, dude. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had
we
lunch.
We told everyone
like,
he died.
Day.
He's alive,
I know,
then?
I heard that. Yes, he's alive.
Word.
No, they did a heart catheter, which they go in through the artery in the leg, and they go all the way up to the heart, and they put, like, 3 stents in, and basically those are just, like, you know the tubes they put in kids' ears when they're...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like those.
Oh,
and they
word.
Put those in his heart. To
See, I
the,
thought
in his
there
artery.
Was more than just that one that was clogged, so they had to go in and fix it. Amham says, Did your uncle have a double down?
I have no
idea.
Do
you know what a double down is? That new KFC thing where it's like just
chicken
on chicken wrapped in fat.
Fat and cheese and chicken.
With a heart attack built in.
Right. No, he did not. But that would have caused that. But now he's okay and everything. He's like doing a lot better. But no, on the ride back, dude, I have that restless leg syndrome shit. And on the way back, it started getting really bad, and I had to make my brother pull over once so I could get out and just run around a fucking gas station. I did, too. I got out and just did laps in a parking lot for like 10 minutes.
So, you know, I did some reading about her little restless leg thing, because I used to get that, too, when I was a kid, and they always used to tell me it was growing pains. And then
I remember
getting it a lot because of dope withdrawals and stuff. And I remember when I was 16 and had a brief little stint doing meth, I remember coming off of it and like having that in my legs and being like,
I never had that coming off of coke or anything.
Well,
right?
And I just remember thinking, I'm not still growing, so what the fuck? Like, yeah. This has got to be something else. But then, like, a couple years ago, I remember seeing commercials for restless leg syndrome, and the commercials are like, it is a real thing. If you're suffering this, we can actually help you. And
I was, like, mind blown when I saw those commercials. I'm like, oh, my God, I thought I was just still growing.
Yeah,
and
I didn't know you had that, because ever since we've been together, I've never seen you really have it that much.
Well, it's been getting worse and worse the last, like, couple months.
The less you do drugs, the worse it gets. Interesting, huh?
No, but, like, I haven't done any drugs in a while, and it kicked up really bad, and I was like, what the fuck? This is fucking killing me. And what did you find out about
it? Well, I ended up looking it up online just for the fuck of it to see if there was any, like, quick fix for it, you know, just something I could do real quick, because you looked like you were in pain, and
it hurt.
I was, like, thinking to myself, if she continues to feel like this, we're not getting laid tonight. So I was like, all right, we got to fix this stat. And so I look around and I notice one of the things, it was like an iron. There was a list, and I went down the list. I'm like, are you iron deficient? Are you hypoglycemic? Are you fucking anemic? Are any of these things? And she's like, no. And then I get down to the bottom where it's like, what kind of helps? And it says that there's this machine. It's called a BioTens machine. Basically, it's four pads on two electrodes, and you put them around where it hurts. And then the leads connect to this box. I have it up there if you want to grab it, we can show everyone. But the leads connect to this box, and there's two dials on it, and you turn the dials on, it's powered by a 9-volt, and it emits an electrical current through the diodes into the four pads, and you can adjust it to where it's like a steady current, or it starts mild and then increases and goes down like a kind of wave, or like a heartbeat, it'll like have current like that. So and after I read that, I thought back, and it reminded me that I had one of these fucking machines from a long time ago when I was working for Alamon Telco. I got in some guy ran a red light in Kansas City and hit my car, and I had to go to the doctor and do all these things as part of the insurance. And one of those things was going to a physical therapist, and they gave me one of these machines. So I was like, fuck, if that'll help, I have one of these machines. And she's like, yeah, where'd you get that? And I was like, yeah, I told her what happened. And she's like, does it work? And I'm like, yeah, I got a video of us and Braden when Braden was like 15 or 16, when he was hanging out with us way back in the day at a LAN party at our house. Braden passed out. We thought it would be funny to get the BioTens machine, hook it up to his face and fucking crank it on. And we did. And it was funny. And so
probably hated you for a long time.
He wasn't very thrilled about it. Tell you that.
Yeah, you think?
Oh, man.
Because I was just holding it with my fingertip, and you turn it on, and I was like, yeah, oh, it'll, fuck!
It definitely will shock you, especially with a brand new battery in it, and if you turn it all the way up, like, it will hurt you. It won't burn your skin, but it'll cause
a
spasm.
It's like being, you know, those stupid hand buzzer things.
Yeah, like that,
kinda,
but
like
actual
that.
Electricity, not just a vibration,
right?
That makes your mind think. Like, this is real electricity flowing through there.
It feels
stimulating your muscle fibers.
If you have it dialed into a point to where it's sharp and not a wide burst,
yeah,
it feels
if you have
like
it
a
way
tattoo
mellow.
Machine.
Yeah, it does. That it's that vibrating feeling on your skin.
But it also feels like it's piercing too.
Charlie Clown says Bruce Lee used to use a shocker to tone his muscles. How do you think I got these little ladies right here, huh?
Fag. Anyway. But no, we actually didn't get a regular 9-volt battery that night.
Yeah, the battery that was in it was dead, but I was like, you know, we'll go the next day, and we got one. And ever
since...
Well,
I went to sleep kicking and screaming that night. It was horrible.
Yeah, dude. And I did not have sex that night.
I could not stop moving. It was... I fell asleep, seriously, moving.
I even tried. I, like, attacked you, and I was, like, trying to rub your legs, but I guess I did it too hard, and you were just not into that.
Yeah,
that
hurt like hell.
That was the end of that.
You have no finesse.
Dirty Dick says, I used a shocker to tone my balls. It does do that. Those... If I had a nickel for every nut sack that those pads have been on. But we used to take it to raves and be all high on ecstasy, and I'd break that thing out, and we would have a swarm of people just waiting for their turn, dude. It was so crazy.
Weird.
The guy that was selling the pills would come by and be like, what do you got? I'm like, I got a fucking Biotin. She's like, oh, here's a few more pills. It was great.
Let me get in on that.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, it I don't know. Did it help? Because it seemed like you haven't had any problems since.
Yeah,
which
it helped.
Could be coincidence, but...
I don't know.
See. Next time it happens to you, I'll buy a couple more batteries, because they do suck those 9 volts down. And
yeah.
You're not really supposed to leave it on for that long, because... The stimulation, the electricity will fuck with your nerves and your muscles, so
cool.
You're not supposed to have it on for more than like a half hour at a time.
Cool. Am I going to like lose feeling in my legs?
No. But it will for like, it, you know, if you leave it on for a couple hours, or if you fall asleep with it on and you take it off, you'll have like weird little spasms from like whatever
cool.
is left over in your muscles. But it's a pretty cool machine.
You know, it works for when I'm just chilling around and, like, sitting and stuff. But, like, I think at night when I'm trying to sleep, I'm not going to want to get up and fucking hook
well,
up that stupid
yeah.
machine.
But if you mention
it, I need
to
go to a doctor and get something like a horse tranquilizer to just knock me the fuck out
good. And
at
then
night.
Some speed to wake you up in the morning.
Right.
That'll be fun for your body.
Yes.
Good.
It would be
good.
Great.
So we watched a couple movies. I got around to seeing Unthinkable.
Yeah.
And I got to say, that movie... has put Samuel L. Jackson back into status as being my nigga. You know, he was my nigga for the longest time after Pulp Fiction. Fuck, I can't even think. There was quite a few movies he was in. Fucking the new Star Wars he was in. He was a Jedi fucking master. I saw that. I was like, that's my nigga, Samuel L. And then I saw Snakes on a Plane. And I was like, Samuel L., you are not my nigga anymore. I'm sorry, I can't. And he's like, Matt, please. And I'm like, no, dude. I can't. And you know, we haven't talked since. So seeing him in this movie really just brought it back for me. And I would just like to fire the current person that was acting as my nigga. I had to let him go so that I could welcome Samuel L. back. Samuel L., come on out here. Samuel L., my nigga.
Shut up.
Motherfucker, I said thank you!
What ain't no country I ever heard of.
Oh, man.
They speak English and what?
Dude, Unthinkable was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
that.
He
did say motherfucker.
He was fucking cool.
No, every movie he's ever been in besides Star Wars, he said motherfucker.
Yeah, that's... Every single one. I remember Formula 51. That was all right. And then, fuck. I don't know. If I guess looked at his...
Juice?
IMDb page, I could find it.
What?
But
y'all ain't never seen none of my movies?
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker, I was in Juice.
He's got such awesome potential, but
fucking
then when
Star
they make
Wars.
Him... Star Wars. They make him play such dumb roles, and he doesn't know. He's like some of these actors that, like, you can say no. You don't have to do every movie they hand you a script for. You can turn some of them down. It's cool.
I mean, unless
you're like Nicolas Cage and you need the money, but...
Hey, leave him alone. That wasn't very nice.
I like how what ended up being Unthinkable was really not as bad as some of the shit they were doing to the guy before. If you don't know, basically the premise of the story is he's like a torturer, an interrogator, if you will.
Yeah.
And there's some shit going on. It almost reminded me of 24. Is what
yeah, kind of
it had that kind of feel to it. Not the real time thing, but just like there's terrorism and government and all this shit happening, and yeah, so he's trying to get some information out, and he ends up being, you know, getting down to the wire. I don't want to ruin this for anybody, but then they're like, do what you got to do. He's like, all right, I will
they tried to pull him out three different times,
I will do the unthinkable.
No, he's like, do it. They're like, well, do what you have to do. And he's like, are you sure? And they're like, whatever it is. He's like, well, what I have to do is unthinkable.
He's in a lot of movies that are in production. He was motherfucking Nick Fury. motherfucker in Iron Man 2, also to be in the Captain America the First Avenger, Nick fucking Fury, the 2012 movie, Nick Fury.
Okay.
I can't believe they're even making that. Nick Fury is going to be a movie. I never liked him in the comic books that much. He was just like a side character that had to just come in and, I don't know.
I don't even know what that is. I don't even.
Nick Fury, the head of, what was it, S.H.I.E.L.D.? Not S.H.I.E.L.D. Was it S.H.I.E.L.D.? Yeah. Something S.H.I.E.L.D.? Like that. Yeah, special whatever with Iron Man, the guys that came and helped him out. That was his group. That was S.H.I.E.L.D. from the comics. I think it was S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh,
what was it called? Someone in the chat, tell me. It was S.H.I.E.L.D., right?
I don't know.
Nick Fury. Pretty sure.
Anyway.
He's been in a lot of stuff. It's pretty crazy. Yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D.
We need to watch Pulp Fiction again so I can show you all the fuck-ups in that movie.
What do you mean? He was Afro Samurai, motherfucker! Perhaps one he should have said no to.
Right.
Perhaps.
Like, motherfucker, give me my wallet. And he's like, which one is it? The one that says bad motherfucker on it.
Bad motherfucker. I love his shit in the Boondocks. He plays an awesome character in the Boondocks.
He plays a white kid.
I know, but he's bad motherfucker.
He's a dumbass.
He's such a badass, though. He is a dumbass.
Say what one more motherfucker.
I can totally see him doing that. It's so great.
Oh, God. Fuck. It's so good.
See, here's one he should have said no to. Triple X, State of the Union. Perhaps? Should have said no to that.
I liked Triple X, kind of.
Did you know Samuel L. was a voice in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas? He was the voice of Officer Frank Tenpenny.
I never got that.
Yeah. I don't know. Bill Volume 2. He's been in so much shit. Changing Lanes. I really enjoyed that. That was cool. And then, Formula 51, Unbreakable. Shaft, motherfucker, was Shaft. Shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
I remember that.
Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Ray Arnold. He was?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck did he play in? I see the name Ray Arnold. That means nothing. Like, what did he do in Jurassic Park?
I think he was just on the tour.
Huh.
He was just... I know he got killed.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
He was in Deep Blue Sea and got ate by a shark!
He was in Jungle Fever.
Ate by a shark!
He was in the 1991 hit Spike Lee joint Jungle Fever.
Nice.
All right. And Mo Betta Blues. I enjoyed that movie.
That was one of my favorite fucking Samuel Jackson moments was in Deep Blue Sea. He gave this awesome inspirational speech.
Yeah, right? And then just
and then
the shark
just
out.
Boom!
Yeah,
fuck you, nigga!
Fuck you. I got a shark.
I got eaten by a shark.
And then we watch, Pyrotech. Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember. Thank you. Pyrotech says he was the tech in Jurassic Park. I remember that now.
Yeah,
he was trying to hack that thing, and then the thing was like, you should have said please, or something like that. Newman. Hello, Newman.
I don't remember.
All right. Well, and then we watched Planet 51. You enjoyed that? I kind of fell asleep.
I watched Planet 51.
Way
you
too stoned for that.
It was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed what I saw of it.
I liked the idiot astronaut. That was pretty cool.
I love that when he's coming out and it's all like 2001 Space Odyssey and the music's playing and then he comes out doing the music. Oh, so funny, dude. I love that.
He's all walking like with the flag.
And then it trips. It was so beautiful.
Oh my god.
But yeah, that was a pretty cool movie.
I just thought it was great. He's like talking to the alien. He's like, well, you're supposed to be smart and stuff and all this crap. He's like, no, dude. He's like, I only got this far on my good looks. He's like, I'm a button pusher. I don't even have to fly the fucking plane.
Yeah, right. It flies itself.
Yeah, I don't have to fly the ship. It's on autopilot. He's like, I just get in, push buttons, come to the planet, put my flag down, and go back home. It was pretty good. I liked it.
All right. So, moving on here, we got some more wonderful updates from our friends from BP.
You know what other movie I want to see real quick?
What?
I want to see the other
BP.
Shrek.
I want to see the movie where BP spills a bunch of oil and then miraculously cleans it all up. No problems to the atmosphere or the environment. I want to see that movie.
Oh, okay. We didn't never see that. But anyway.
it's not how it's going.
No, I wanted to see the new Shrek movie. I'm kind of curious.
Really?
Yeah.
I never got into those. They're good when I watch them, but they were never anything like, oh, I gotta see this, you know?
No, not
they're
like
good.
I gotta
they're
see
okay,
it.
Though.
I wanna see it, though.
I think the Shrek movies were like the default animation movies. Like, what's a good animation movie? Shrek. Like, that's the default, you know? And then there's some that go above and some that aren't quite as good. But I always thought of Shrek as kind of the Disney, Pixar, all those companies, their default, you know? Like, here's what we can do with the technology we have. This is our default animation movie. Hmm. Then they did things like Ice Age, where they're like, here's our default, but then we took it to a next level. Like, look at the fur and look at the ice and all that cool shit. But, yeah. You know, that's just what it seemed like to me. But
I don't know. I still want to see it, though.
We'll see it just for you.
It's kind of fun.
And Amham says, it's just a little oil. It's okay, guys.
Yeah,
it's
no
just
big
a,
deal.
Just a little oil. Well, they in New Orleans here, apparently the marine scientists have found another giant plume deep beneath the Gulf surface, believed to be oil and stretching 22 miles northeast from BP's gushing wellhead. You know that one that, they've tried to fix it like four times now? Still hasn't been fixed yet. Getting kind of nervous, huh? How many BP heads have jumped out windows so far? Have we had any casualties from BP yet?
I don't know.
They don't care. You know why? Because they're British. They don't have to deal with it here.
I'm not going to say who this is or what his relationship is to me, but I happen to know a certain someone that thinks that this is just...
Does he work at the finish line? That's one more I'll edit out.
Right. Thank you. Anyway. But anyway, there is someone that thinks that... the news and the government and all this is blowing the oil thing way out of proportion and that it's all a big hoax and all this stuff. And I'm like...
Did you show him the satellite imagery?
I'm like... Are those doctored? I didn't confront him about it, but I was talking to somebody else about it that, he came to me and was talking to me about it a little bit because I know a bit about the oil spill and all that, and I'm from Florida and it's kind of home-hitting. Well, we're sitting there talking about it and I'm like, does he not have a fucking computer? Does he not read the... I'm like, there's fucking pictures from satellites that show you.
Those are doctors.
This is boom. No.
But you got to understand also, there's people that deny we were ever on the moon. And we have the same evidence, say, hypothetically. We have pictures. We have this. They come up with crazy fucking... Like, oh, those are totally doctored. Like, well, they just came from the telescope that's in orbit. But okay. Like,
yeah,
because
we totally
want
to put a billion fucking people out of work, right? We wanted to do that. We wanted to fucking...
Chuck Spence has a good point. He says, I wonder what Alex Jones's opinion on the oil is. Like, this is how... That guy's crazy, too.
It's the Bilderbergs, dude.
MBS, also a good point. He says, the 11 people that died on the rig are BP casualties.
Yeah.
So we have 11. Any executives? That's what I was asking.
I don't know. It just blew my mind that he's like, this is fake. I'm like, whoa.
Dirty Dick says, I wonder what the fuck Chuck Norris would do to stop the oil leak. He'd fucking karate chop the fuck out of it until it stopped leaking, apologized, and cleaned up its mess. That's how Chuck Norris would handle it. I can't... What was his reasoning? What was his logic? That why do they want this hoax?
I didn't get to talk to him, thank God.
Thank God.
I don't want to talk to him about this subject. I don't want to talk to this guy about anything that's going to piss him off.
Who is he?
Somebody.
Just somebody? Word.
Somebody. But, it just blew my mind to know
so
that
now
he thought that.
You should go in to wherever you saw that guy and be like, so I hear they're faking another oil slick. this one is actually headed towards an underwater canyon whose currents feed marine life in the waters off Florida. Scientists fear these oil clouds will create giant dead zones in the Gulf by suffocating large marine life and poisoning tiny creatures at the bottom of the food chain. The discovery was made Thursday by researchers on the University of South Florida College of Marine Sciences Weatherbird 2 vessel. It is the second significant plume found since the April 20th explosion off the deepwater horizon that killed 11 and injured 17 others. So, and I just wanted to, again, reiterate, we mentioned this on Friday, that all of the estimates they had previous were way underestimated, and I understand their estimates for a reason. They're not exact numbers, but they were pretty off by quite a bit. if I was in a statistics class and I turned in those as my estimations, I would get an F. Okay, so
yeah,
I don't know, man. I can't see this ending well.
This hits me pretty hard because it's going to my home.
This is all of our homes. We should all be fucking pissed about this, dude. This is where we live. This is our planet.
I grew up. And
I get more local, yeah, but this is all of our planet.
It just sucks for me personally thinking that if I want to go back home, I might not be able to go out to the Gulf. I might not be able to go to the beach.
Charlie Clown has a point. He says survival of the fittest. Those marine lifers need to get a job and stop complaining. Get a job. That's awesome, Charlie Clown. So, yeah,
hopefully
I don't know,
most
man.
Of the fish and shit hightail it to, like, Costa Rica and, like, chill around there for a while and then just come back later. Or,
when
you know what, fuck it, I'll move to Costa Rica and catch your ass there. It's no big deal.
Will this ever get cleaned up? I mean, I know it, now it's not a good time to speculate things like this because it doesn't look very good, but eventually, like, that's a lot of oil. I mean, can
I
it ever
it
really
be
cleaned
up? Cleaned up, but it's not going to be for a long time.
Chuck Spence says they should redo The Little Mermaid with the oil. That would be hot. That would be hot. I agree.
You know what this reminds me of?
Little Mermaid.
No, you bringing up The Little Mermaid and oil, what it reminds me of?
Oh, no.
Did you ever see that movie called Samson and Sally? Sally and Samson?
I don't think so.
They're little whales, and they're looking for Moby
oil?
Dick.
Oh.
And, well, no, they're like two little whales, and they're like kids, you know? But
right,
they're whales.
Right.
And they're looking for things, and he's supposed to eat octopuses, and he doesn't want to, and he freaks out. Anyway, he meets, like, these walrus things, and they, like, start singing and shit, and then they, like, hit a fucking barrel of oil.
Oh, shit.
And, like, they're, like, just dancing in it and stuff. They're like...
And then they die a terrible, slow death.
Actually, a lot of things died in that movie. It was kind of creepy for a kid's movie. Yeah.
Was it? It was making a point, though. Like, be careful with this shit, because
right.
one false move, and we're all dead.
And Moby Dick is real.
Right.
Right. And a grumpy old man at that.
Well, of course.
In a whale form.
Right. Of course.
Right.
All
right.
Well, good luck cleaning that up, BP. I hate to be any part of that company right now, especially, like, I feel like the backlash wouldn't have been near as bad if they would have done it in Britain somewhere. But because they go through all this shit to come to our land and have to pass all this safety stuff, and they're like, no, we'll be really careful, we promise, we know this is your land. I mean, it's the Indians, but, you know, it's yours now. And, you know, we'll be very careful. And then this something like this happens. Like, that I don't
know,
man. You know
what really sucks? Is living in those areas right now.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I bet you even in the panhandle of Florida right now, if it rains, they're getting oil rain.
Yep.
And it doesn't need, the oil doesn't even need to be near them. It could be 100 miles offshore.
It's a big circulatory system. All it has to do is get sucked up 300 miles offshore. The wind blows it, the jet streams, all that, and now you have raining oil.
Right. And that really, really sucks, dude. And I'm really sad about it.
Unless you're smart and you set up little coffer cans like they did in Lost to collect rainwater, but to collect oil... And then sell that shit. Be like, I got oil. Who needs oil?
But the thing that really
sucks
is, like...
I'll hook you up. 2 for $5.
The Gulf was just getting... Like, their marine life was just getting back on track. Like, the Goliath
what?
Grouper... well, a lot of things got fished out. A lot of sports fish.
Right.
And stuff like that. They were fished out. You know, like, back in the day, snook was considered a junk fish because it tasted like soap. Then they discovered that if you actually take the skin off, it tastes really fucking good. And then they fished it all to hell. Okay? And so... It was, you know, okay for a little while, and then they fished them to hell, and now there's, like, a really small... You can only keep them within, you know, a little, like, fucking 26 inches to 32 inches, and that's a really small fucking range.
Right.
Okay, and then the Goliath grouper, they were actually fished out to almost extinction. They were on the endangered species list, and they were, most of them, if you would catch one, it's usually tagged by a marine close
right,
by.
Right.
So they can keep tabs on it.
And they're on your ass if you don't put it back.
Bullshit. Anyway,
right.
But...
is it like those tags at the clothing stores where you try to rip it off and you get ink all over you? Ink
no.
and broken glass? You guys are assholes.
You rip the fin. Fuck it.
Okay.
That tag.
I guess it's not like a shirt where you're trying not to rip the sleeve.
Right. I don't really care about his fin.
Nice.
Okay. If it's 380 pounds,
dick.
I'm taking it home.
Jesus.
Anyway,
dude.
But no, they were fished almost out to extinction, so they had, you couldn't keep them.
Hey,
it
we like fish sticks,
list.
Man. Van de
well,
Kamp's
check
is
this
a
out.
Bitch.
I mean, because of the way that the Gulf had, you know, done with itself, I guess, they were doing great again. And now they were actually eating other game fish. And so they opened up a new season for them.
They should
and
genetically
so now,
alter them to go after Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
What? But no... It just sucks that this oil spill's happening, and those fish just came out of being endangered, and Snook are going on the endangered list. And, you know, like, all this shit's happening. Like, blue runners, ladyfish, tarpon, fucking swordfish, fucking sailfish. All that shit, dude. It's right. They're all going to be fucked. And things that are on the endangered species list are going to be wiped the fuck out.
They'll be way more fucked.
Right. And, like, the Goliath grouper, it's going to go back to being off. And you're not allowed to do it
if
anymore.
They were smart, can't they just, like, get them before the oil gets them and, like,
well, they have
store
hatcheries.
Them? Yeah, or something like that.
But all the hatcheries in Florida, they're not inland. Okay? What are you doing?
Nothing. We're listening. Go ahead. They were saying, you can't just shut up and read the chat. They were saying that you get all scientific when it comes to fish, and they Amham says, I love Dana talking fishing, and I had just typed in passing, I wish she was this passionate about blowjobs, and they were like, oh, ha ha, and then Charlie Clown said, Matt's cock is on the endangered species list, and that's when I started laughing, and now you interrupted your story.
Right. Anyway, the
if my dick was on the endangered species list, would you give it more attention?
I might just put it in a hatchery and keep it safe.
Get the fuck out of here.
Anyway, the hatcheries in Florida, most of them aren't, you know, inland, okay? They're actually, they're just mesh fencing.
Yeah.
In the
like
Gulf
what
of
we
Mexico.
Have up here, like up at Smith. Some of that's a hatchery.
Right.
It's
right.
Outdoor. It's not an
connected to
right.
The Gulf of Mexico.
So if that oil gets, right, okay.
Right.
Well,
it's
got to
be like
them.
A marina. The, right. And they can do that. They have a place called, like, what the fuck? I can't remember the name of it. It's right across from a place I used to work at in a cool bait shop. New Pass Bait and Grill is, like, across the street. Moat Marine Laboratories. And they had the largest Goliath grouper ever caught on record, which was pretty cool. It was 1,700 pounds.
So that's pretty, a big fucking fish. So almost almost 1 ton.
1,700, right.
2,000 is a ton. That's crazy. For a fish.
It was bigger than a Volkswagen yeah, bug.
That's way crazy.
And I've caught those. Just not that big, but I have caught those. I've been pulled in by those.
All right, well, you can save that story for your fishing podcast. So,
Anyway,
I agree.
It just makes me sad.
No, I know.
I've definitely
makes me
looked
sad
at my
too.
Pool a few times in Florida and thought, you know, I could empty all that chlorine and shit out of there, make a saltwater tank.
I could save all the fish. You can't save
no,
all
I
the
fish. No, I didn't
want
to save them. I just wanted to catch a bunch of small snook, throw them in there and get them big, and then catch them in my backyard and eat them.
Wow. It had hurt.
It had hurt.
All right. Well, moving on. I got a few stories here before we wrap it up. But this is kind of interesting. A little twist on the old.
Not as interesting as fishing.
Yeah.
Never.
Way
ever.
More. Don't yell and get the mic like that, please. This is way more interesting than fishing.
Don't
okay?
ever mention where I work again on the show. I'll kill you. Sure. Thank you.
You don't work there.
Samuel L. Jackson is my nigga.
He is my nigga to the fullest extent of the law.
What?
Of the white man's and the black man's law.
What ain't no country I ever heard of.
Okay, thank you. So, have you ever heard of the story of the boy
no!
who called wolf, who cried wolf?
Yeah,
you remember
that's
that story?
You.
Okay. Well, this is like that, but different. This is the story of the 8-year-old girl who allegedly cried sexual assault and tried to get 2 10-year-old boys in trouble. She's now
they molested me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So she said she had lied to her mother about what had happened because she had been, quote, naughty. This is Britain, so just
okay.
Naughty. That's what they do. We're bad. Here in America, we're bad to the bone. Over in Britain.
Bad to the bone.
But over in Britain, they get naughty. You've been a naughty boy. Naughty,
oh,
naughty.
You just make me picture a yuck mouth and a football-shaped head, dude. I don't know.
Oi! You've been naughty. Naughty.
Yuck mouth.
Naughty. Oh, man. Someone should get them some dentists or something.
Right.
But she cried rape, said these 2 10-year-olds gangbanged her poor little British ass. She's 8. She said she lied because she had been naughty and was worried she would not get any sweets. Now, would you say that's a something worth crying wolf?
Oh, yeah.
Crying
oh, yeah.
Molestation?
I can see that.
I like my sweets. I love my sweets. You know this.
And you eat your sweets.
I eat the fuck out of my sweets. I don't know if I would go that far, but I'm 8. Maybe I would if I was 8. What do I think that means? Yeah, they molested me, like you said. Like, really. The girl was allegedly attacked in a field in West London in, back in October of 2009. The boys are now 10 and 11, each denied 2 charges of rape and 2 charges of attempted rape of a child under 13. In cross-examination by defense counsel, the girl admitted she had voluntarily been playing with the boys and had pulled her own underwear down. Harlot! You slut! I admit, I'm 8. I pulled my own pants down. That's my bad.
Oops.
Your Honor. Your Honor, I was the one being naughty. That's my bad. That's
fucked up, dude. Can you please put on an Irish accent again? Because that's way hotter.
What are these 10-year-olds doing? What are you doing? Yeah, she did it. The defense asked the girl whether she had told her mother it was one of the boys that did it. And she said, you didn't want your mom to think you had been naughty. What?
I have no idea.
You didn't want your mom to think you had been naughty. Hey.
Hey.
You wouldn't want your mom to think you were naughty, right?
Well, sure.
I didn't want my mom to think I was naughty. That's all. The judge asked what the girl had been worried about, and she replied, no sweets. If it's found out, I've been naughty. No sweets. That's sad. That's a sad little girl. She's willing to cry rape for some sweets. That's sad.
I need my Irishman back, please.
Naughty. So,
I'm gonna be a little naughty.
Well, North Carolina, did you hear about this? A Target store.
My cousin lives in North Carolina.
Maybe this was him.
Hit
a Target store.
It
is absolutely hit at her.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Deep hit at her.
You ever been to North Carolina?
No,
South
but
Carolina?
When I was going to school in Florida at Full Sail for that brief stint, there was quite a few kids from North Carolina there.
Oh.
And they were all pretty hit at her. But they smoked weed and they were cool, but they were kind
of. Did you ever meet some of the actual Floridians that were born and raised there?
Oh, yeah.
Some of them were pretty hit at her.
They were pretty hit at her. They gave the North Carolina. Hit had her for their run for their money.
Sometimes
for sure.
I didn't go to meet my neighbors.
Okay, well, a man walked into a North Carolina Target store. Okay, we're
okay.
At Target.
Target
Sunday,
Target.
The day of the Lord, the Lord's day. Shoots an employee. He
cool.
had a previous relationship with. Then turns the gun on himself.
Okay.
We have a quote from the Target store.
All right.
Quote, Target is deep, excuse me, Target is deeply saddened by the loss of one of our team members.
Wah.
And the tragic event that took place at our Apex, North Carolina hit a Hatterherta store shortly after 11 a.m. Sunday morning. The store was immediately evacuated. This is still Target's words.
Okay.
Immediately evacuated following the incident, and we are cooperating fully with the law enforcement in its investigation.
What investigation?
Yeah,
he came in, shot the bitch, shot himself.
It's kind of over, right?
Done.
Well, we want to know.
You're in the middle of Target.
We want to know.
Probably witnesses.
Why? We want to know why.
She cheated on him. Done.
Do you think she was standing in front of like a Target fucking logo thing and he just saw it and it just made him crazy and he was like, bullseye, must shoot the... Like some weird fucking... Maybe he was a military guy, ex-military.
I've had a lizard crawl onto a Target, and I had to shoot it.
Oh, like a real Target? Not
yeah.
Like a Target.
I had a .22 right. rifle,
uh-huh.
lung, and I had to fucking just kill that lizard. I splattered it all over the Target. It was pretty cool. Yep, he didn't have a head when I was done.
I bet.
He was stuck to the Target, too.
The store will be closed Sunday so that we can focus on, quote, taking care of our team. You know, it's weird when shit like that happens and they always have, like, counselors there. They're
mm-hmm.
like, here. Like, nobody fucking knows anybody that really works there unless you're, like, good friends.
Well,
you know,
in places like that, like Target, Walmart, Walgreens,
is
Teletech,
just...
things like that. No, you get your clicks.
Oh,
it's like
really?
High school.
Like a school?
It's
yeah,
like
I remember
school.
That from... Yeah, okay.
You get your clicks. You got, you know, you and whoever else, you guys hang out in a little click, and the other people have their little click.
So what, they just hang out together and work together?
No,
like,
see,
look
like,
at us all doing work together in our little fucking weird cliques.
When I worked at Walmart, I was a remix. I was on the remix crew, and I unloaded trucks. the only people I hung out with at work were my remix guys. I hung out, and plus, you know, the two of them I had, like, grown up with. But I only hung out with them, pretty much. On lunch, I would go with them. You know, I wouldn't go to lunch with anybody else. Fuck that. You got your little cliques. Like, I was not, I was, okay, I was on.
It's because they were all trying to fuck you.
I was on, well, the security guy was. Security guy totally was.
Of course he fucking was. That's how they do it, dude.
But it was funny, though, because, like, it's kind of like cooks versus servers when you have, like, the truck unloader people versus, like, cashiers. You don't talk to cashiers because they're dumb.
Well, right.
And they're up there just like, hi, how you doing? Thanks for shopping with us.
Oh,
and
my God.
Here's
so
have
great.
A great day.
So amazing.
And then we stroll
today.
Through with our beaters and fucking our fucking vests slung over our shoulder, just covered in sweat
just like
and dirt.
Grabbing dicks, just like, sup.
Like, I need this rock star, and I'm going to go sit outside and chain smoke a whole pack, and I'm going to go back inside and pull some more pallets.
Oh, my God. And then I'm going to go home.
And jerk off.
Fucking jerk off.
But no, it's so like that. Like, you have your clicks.
Well, that's awesome. Well, there must have been
some.
I'm
sorry, I was one of those jerk offs in the back. I totally wore beaters and Dickies shorts. It was great.
Did it ever get to this point, though, where, like, I'm going to kill you and then myself because of this?
We've thrown a TV at each other
like
before.
If you worked at Target and we broke up, I would have to probably go to Target to kill you there and then just kill myself at Target. So,
well, see, I was dating
I
a guy
see, I guess
on the truck crew.
Bitches be crazy.
On my crew, and I lived
nice.
With him.
Did you guys have sex at the Target?
No.
Was he
Walmart.
On Target?
But, like, we had arguments and shit, and we would go to work, and we're trying to work, and we're unloading some heavy fucking shit. And
right.
It's gotten to the point where, like, we're pissed and I throw, like, perfume bottles at him or, like, he throws a fucking PlayStation at me.
Wow.
And then we say I got damaged in the truck and
take it home and sell it on eBay.
Or
brand
whatever.
New, never been out of its box.
Or, like, I see him down on the line on the rollers or whatever and I fucking just take it and smash it so it smashes his fingers in the fucking rollers. Yeah, that was always fun to hear from, like, all the way outside the truck. And I'm like, hey, yeah.
Did anyone ever roll in and, like, blow their brains out while you were working?
A lady had a brain surgery while I was there.
Yeah, that's not even what I'm
pretty
saying.
Pretty cool.
Okay.
It was pretty cool.
Well, moving on. This is kind of fucked up. This happened in Texas. An Austin man, he allegedly. Okay,
allegedly.
So we don't have...
Neither here nor there.
Not saying he did, not saying he didn't, but he allegedly defecated on himself and then tried to spread the feces on an officer while being arrested for a suspected DWI, pleaded not guilty to disorderly conduct and driving while under the influence. That would be the DWI.
The Dewey.
Right. No, the Dewey. This is different from a Dewey. A Dewey is driving under the influence.
You just said
this is driving
under the influence.
While intoxicated. Do you
and
understand?
And you said under the influence.
Right. But
so
it's
I
different.
Said Dewey.
This is drugs, probably.
A Dewey.
The guy was
whatever.
61 years old. Michael.
What if you were that cop, dude? You'd be like calling
I
the
would
back
shoot
out, hey,
you. I, dude,
would you
if
come
I'm
over
a cop,
here and get this guy? I'm not touching him.
If I'm a cop and you smear shit on me, I'm shooting you in the face with my taser and then with my gun. You just smeared shit on my face. I'm killing you. I'm sorry. Dead. I'm killing you. Slowly.
What if it was a really hot chick, though?
I would then take a dump and smear some
she was
on
like,
her. With shit, though?
With shit. And,
I
like, rub
think...
it on her big old titties after
really?
She fucking puts it on your face. What would
I'm
you do?
I'm sorry. I don't think I'm not. I don't think shit can be hot. I
could
don't
you
think,
shoot her, though?
I, oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd shoot her, hose her off, and then have my way with her.
If it was like Jessica Alba.
I would have to hose her off with warm water, though, because you don't want the body getting cold. See, that's where most people fuck up. You gotta
but what
use
if it,
warm
seriously,
water.
What if it was like Jessica Alba, and she just like puts a little bit of poo on your
seriously,
cheek and then rubs it on her
titties?
I would
shoot her in the face, hose her off, and then have my way with her.
That's disgusting. Anyway.
Yeah, so. Yeah. He also, he pulled a Sean, as I like to call it.
Oh, yeah?
He refused to submit to a chemical test. Sean had the alcohol test. That's, did he ever tell you about
the breathalyzer?
That's why he doesn't have his license?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. According to a criminal complaint, police responded to a drunk driving call Saturday around 11:30. Uh-huh. They found the guy sitting in a vehicle making movements indicating that he wanted to drive away. Officers noticed a strong smell of alcohol from inside the vehicle, and the guy had watery, bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, and poop all over the place.
All right.
He was cuffed, but as he was being led away, he complained he had to go to the restroom, and they got to the jail. He soiled himself, and when the guy was getting out of the cop car, he allegedly leaned over and tried to rub his pants against the officer.
Maybe he had irritable bowel syndrome, okay? He was a little pissed off because he didn't get to the toilet in time.
And he's trying to rub his pants on you, though?
Yeah,
that's
what you get, dude.
That's weird. I would shoot you in the face. I'm sorry. So, I don't know. That sucks for everyone involved, pretty much.
Yeah.
When shit's involved, nobody wins, dude.
That's just downright shitty.
I'm not at all
hey,
into that.
You didn't hear my horrible pun. I said that's downright shitty.
I was just...
Can I get a ding?
No.
Half a ding?
No.
Fuck!
I will give you a ding later, but...
I didn't write any jokes this time, so I'm a little fucked.
It's okay. It's okay. I'll carry you this time.
This time?
But Wednesday, okay? That's all you.
Oh, yeah?
All right, well, you ready to get the fuck out of here? Does Amham want to make a phone call? You can call if you want.
No.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to mention this while he's calling.
I need
if
to go make
like.
Out with Rodney McKay.
Right, but
right
this
now.
Is crazy. Did you know that there was...
And Ronan.
In Bangladesh, they have, like, whorehouses,
with
right?
Shepherd.
And this is known, right?
Okay.
Whorehouses in Bangladesh. It's like Bangkok, there's little Chinese boys, Bangladesh, lots of little brothels and shit. Well, the shit is so shitty down there and just horrible and awful that... A lot of these prostitutes are on a steroid called Oradexon.
Oh, yeah?
And they say they take it because it makes them stronger, larger, and more attractive. They say that the Bangladeshi men like big women. Little rumor floating around Bangladesh. You guys like them a little big, a little junk in
beefy.
The trunk? Oh, man. That's horrible. Your women, your whores are on drugs and not the right ones. And this also, neither here nor there, also the same drug that farmers use to fatten up their cattle before they go to the market. So, weird correlation. Whores and cattle. Okay. So, yes,
shut up, cow.
Caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
I want a representative.
I need a representative also.
I want a representative. I don't want to say something. I want to have someone to say it for me.
This sounds familiar. This is like the worst case of deja
vu. To you.
This
might
is the worst case
some of, you.
Of deja vu I've ever had.
Yeah. This might be shocking to some of you, but here we go.
Do it. Do
the
it, man. Do it.
And Keith and the girl are no longer in a loving relationship. It's a business, not even a business relationship.
This is business, not
they're
pleasure.
They're officially broken up now.
That's the word on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hear it's all a hoax. Tomorrow, we're going to be Rick Rolled. Never going to give you up.
Never
going
to let you down. I hear you. I feel that. I dig. I dig, man. You dig? You
by
cool?
the way, it's Red Fox. How's everybody doing tonight?
What's up, Red Fox?
Hey.
How's life?
You know, life could be better.
Life can always be better.
You know, I'm being brought back to my parents for us getting divorced. And they never did. They just kind of left me out in the middle of the street, out in the open. I've been raised by raccoons, and it's just tough. It's tough. How are
it's
you guys
a tough
holding
world,
up?
Man. We're doing okay. I think we're going to make it. We just got to stick together.
You're looking great, by the way.
Hey,
you're looking great.
We live the life that we can. We get credit card debt under fake names.
You got to take it one day at a time. So they tell me every time I go into this room and sit among strangers, and we hug at the end. We hug. What else can we do, right?
That's all you can do is hug. We should hug after every episode.
Forums.
Online.
Hey, how come you guys don't have any forums?
Because forums are a breeding ground for crap, basically.
Yeah.
If you want to say something, check this out. If you want to say something about a show, you can leave a comment. How about that?
Right.
And then,
or you can call in live so I can hear.
Yeah, I heard that.
Like your show, right?
I heard that, yeah.
Wow.
And you can
what's your number?
It's 406-204. That's a Montana area code.
Let me grab the other pen.
Go get a pen.
406.
Go get a piece of paper.
Right.
406. That's Montana's only area code. It's the only one. Only one we have. So write it down. Don't lose it. So we don't have another one. 406-204.
Okay. 204.
4687. Also known as
4687
spells hot P.
Now, somebody once sent in a postcard.
Oh, we have a PO box. We do have a PO box. 3652.
Right, hang on.
Get another piece of paper.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay. You got a pen?
Yes, please.
PO box 3652. Kalispell. Yep. Also the 406 area code.
Kalispell. How do you spell that?
K A L I S as in Samantha, P as in Peter, Paul, E L L, Kalispell.
Beautiful.
Montana.
Kalispell. Okay. Montana, right?
Beautiful.
M O.
M O N. T.
M O N.
As in titties. fuck. All right. Thank you very much for the call. And that is going to do it for us. Thank you, guys. Of course, info@thejamhole.com.
Thank you. I'm going to
PO
go
box,
watch SGA.
And the phone number. And we'll see you guys Wednesday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.